Let's catch up with one of our great country music talents. Kaylee Bell burst onto the scene in 2014. Debut album Heart First took out the best country music album at the New Zealand Music Awards the same year. Later singles Home and That Summer have hit the mainstream radio and the charts. She was the most streamed female country artist for Australasia last year. We got the new single and the album is due next month. Kaylee Bell back with us. Morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm extremely well. It's lovely to catch up with you. I have some probing questions. You ready for the probing questions?
I'm ready.
Okay, so on the video That Summer,
yes,
who's the bloke?
I wasn't ready for that. No, that's my partner. I didn't even really convince him. I kind of just didn't tell him what we were doing.
So the fact you were running around the beach with a camera, he at no point went, why is the camera here?
Well, we were doing a photo shoot the same day and we were kind of like running out of time and daylight and we didn't really know where to go and we were going to head up to Mirawai and then like I said, the time just didn't allow it. And so we headed over to Bethel's and it was just such a beautiful beach. I was just like blown away. So he was like, kind of just dragged and blindfolded.
He's a, the song is brilliant, apart from anything. I thoroughly enjoyed the song. Second question, before I met you, where's that shot?
So that is actually shot down in around Akaroa.
Right.
In Lyttelton. And, so my video guys, we actually shot a video down in the Clay Cliffs down in Omarama the week before, and we had intended to get that kind of footage down there. But that music video took so long that we ran out of time. He's from Lyttelton and he was just like, I've got the perfect spot.
Wow.
And it's just cool to be able to showcase different parts of New Zealand in my music videos. You know, like we've shot down in Tekapo quite a lot and obviously the Clay Cliffs and now sort of closer to Christchurch and
so are you involved in that? What do you see the interface between the song and the video and how much of the video sells the song, etc.?
Yeah, videos are a hard one these days. I still love the visual aspect of them and I love to be involved in that part. And I think when you write a song, often it's something that you can kind of see the video before it's finished. And obviously budgets play along.
Yeah.
You know, like what I have in my mind is probably, you know, something that Taylor Swift can actually make happen because she has the budget to do it. But I just think we're lucky in New Zealand. We've got so many clever people and we've got amazing scenery. And so it's like, well, let's just work with what we have in a lot of cases. And I have a really small team, you know, it's basically me driving the whole thing. And I have a creative girl who does a lot of my creative ideas and just usually one video guy. So we're very skeleton with kind of the crew, which means it relies a lot on, you know, like knowing what we're doing before we get there.
Living Free, you're going to sing us Living Free, aren't you?
I'm going to sing That Summer, if that's all right.
Are you going to sing That Summer? Oh, fantastic. Yeah. That's worked out even better because I didn't know how to broach it with you. I hadn't heard Living Free, but I wanted to hear That Summer.
Yeah, I just figured it's Living Free. We just, it's the single that's coming, but you know, with COVID and lockdowns, it's just been really tricky. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and That Summer we haven't had the chance to play it as much as we would have liked. You know, it came out back in April and it's had a lot of great radio success, which has been a massive win to hear country music on the radio here in New Zealand on mainstream this year has been like a lifelong dream. But then obviously we haven't had the chance to play it a lot as a band yet, so we're excited this summer to get out and actually play this one and, you know, like have a song that people would have been like, oh, I heard that on the radio.
This is not a criticism in any way, shape or form. Is the song that country though? It strikes me as more mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely blended with pop and having Lapani on the song, he's a pop artist. But I mean, all my songs start as country songs. I wrote the song in Nashville with two country artists, so like it kind of, you know, like everything for me starts from that country standpoint. And then I think with the production and things, we've been trying to move into that more mainstream pop kind of sensibilities, and I think it's really I love it now, like, you know, like what Keith did with Pink, and there's just so many artists that are crossing over, and for me that's what I love about collaborations. And you know, moving on with this new music that's coming out, I've just really tried to collaborate as much as I can and get as many different artists involved in songs, you know, that feel right and that suit the song. But I just think there's something so cool about pulling like two worlds together and kind of blending that together.
Fantastic. The album itself, so this is, where are we up to in terms of the album slash the singles? There's at least three singles out, am I correct in saying that or not?
Yeah, correct. Yep. So we had a song called Home that came out last year, that summer, and Be With You. And then moving forth, the album will be out before the end of this year, which is awesome. And there's three more songs on there, and there's some more collabs coming that I'm excited about, because like I said, these are some artists from, one's from Switzerland, one's from America. So it's like, it's kind of just cool because, you know, like COVID can be so disabling in so many ways, but it's been really cool to try and like spin that and be like, actually, what can we do? And, you know, collaborating with people from other sides of the world is like, it's just such a cool buzz.
How are you doing that? Zooming?
Zooming, and just like a lot of sending things via email and then doing their part, you know, wherever they can do it, and then sending it back. And my producer Simon's in LA, and he just kind of merges everything together and cleans it all up. And Bob's your uncle.
How do you know it works? I mean, you know, you get a vibe in a room, so you get, you know, you're on the same page. I understand that. How do you know it works musically via Zoom in the COVID age?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think I have a pretty good ear now. Like, I trust in what I do, and I have good people around me that I, you know, ask for criticism and, you know, things that are constructive. But I just think, yeah, the more I've sort of moved on, I think that it's just about trusting your gut a lot of it. And, you know, if you like the sound of it, then I've sort of started to just really listen to myself a lot more. And it's been a nice way to navigate moving forth.
Fantastic. Is it Bay Dreams you're doing?
Yeah, we're doing Bay Dreams, which is really cool. And a bunch of stuff this summer, which is awesome because I have a band and they just like itching to get playing. So it's nice to be able to be like, yes, this is what we're doing.
Isn't that good? Well, I hope it'll. There's still, I suppose, an element of, I don't know, doubt, isn't there, around at the moment? I
mean, yeah, always. That's kind of like been the biggest thing, you know, like when you're a planner and you love to like know what's happening, it's really hard to then step back and be like, this is out of my control. And that's kind of been something that I think a lot of musos have like had to kind of rewire their brain a little bit to like just let go of a bit of that control and kind of just roll with the punches, because like we don't know, like we've had so many things happening, they're not, and just it's just like this industry is like that anyway. So it's just been a matter of like, okay, reset, what can we do? And we're pretty positive to get out playing at some point this summer.
Fantastic. So for people listening to this on the radio, this is being Zoomed as well, and so we'll put this on our website. As regards the performance of the song, are you going to be sprinkling your lounge with sand? What are you going to be doing? Are you going to be running around there, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I've got some ribbons, and I'm very good at cartwheels, so.
Fantastic. The album, I didn't ask the name of the album, for God's sake. What's the matter with me?
No, this took me a while to get. It's called Silver Linings, which I think is very relevant. Yeah. And the album was called that before I had a song called that. Like, I knew that's what the record was going to be called. And then I was just like mucking around one day on the guitar, and the song came to me, and it's ended up being called Silver Linings. So it just kind of ties everything in really nicely. Like we've said, you know, like especially for musos, like, we're always having to look for the silver linings, especially right now with COVID and things, like constantly just soul searching to find like positive. So I think it's quite timely.
Okay, so the album will be out before Christmas. That summer's already out. Hit me with it.
All right, Mike, here we go. Like I wanted the green in your eyes, drowned out the ocean waves crashing. I was ready to dive right in. I can never forget the summer we met. I knew that I'd always love you. These days are gone. I hold on to the memories. I'll never forget that summer. I still go back and wonder if you think about that summer. were sitting on the edge of the sand, hands were shaking. I was racing, the sound of your voice drowned out the ocean waves crashing. I was ready to dive right in. I can never forget the summer we met. I knew that I'd always love you. These days are gone. I hold on to the memory.
Absolutely sensational, as always. Well done. Thank you so much for doing that.
And thanks for having me, Mike.
Great pleasure. And we'll get you in before Christmas in a different level in the studio, in person. But go well with the album. Go well with the single. Lovely to see you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Always a great pleasure. Kaylee Bell, stand by for the album. Make a nice Christmas present.